on this show many, many years ago, because this is my 10th year on the show, and I said there are times when I walk into a community and I see American flags all over the community, and I suddenly feel unsafe because there is a section of this country that has co-opted the American flag, and they equate being an American or an American flag with white supremacy, and that should never be the symbol of white supremacy, but they have weaponized.
Because the flag belongs to all of us.
It does belong to all of us. But those men were wearing a flag.
So that's the clip that has gotten Sunny Hostin a lot of attention. She made it on The View on Monday. And you know me, when somebody says something outrageous and crazy and ridiculous and insane, my first response is, well, is that really what she meant? Let me go hear the context. So let's back up in the conversation. And I'm not saying that the landing isn't going to still look crazy, insane, and wing nutty like it is. I'm just saying the background here actually turns out to be much more interesting, in my opinion, than just that one fairly incendiary comment. So here's how this sort of began. Sunny Hostin talking about her lived experience as a black woman in America. And the picture, I don't know if you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, you may have to look it up, because it's one of those that it's hard to describe. The picture is from the 250 Saturday, and it's of a black woman sitting in the metro in D.C. She's sitting in the aisle seat of two seats. The window seat is empty, and all around her are, I don't know, a dozen, two dozen, three dozen, 50 of these, the guys that showed up that were wearing the white balaclavas and the tan hats and the sort of transferred American flag. It's a white supremacist organization that showed up, and you know, they marched in D.C. And which is sadly, but truly, entirely within their rights. We protect even the most obnoxious and villainous things to be said in public or to people to march. And they're all around her, and she's looking very, you know, I feel unsafe in this environment, because it is the boxcar is like there's 50 of them and there's one of her, and she's the person that, you know, they don't like very much, or at least they want a nation that doesn't involve her. So that's the context for her making the first comment.
As a black woman, my lived experience in this country was embodied by a photograph that was taken in celebrating the 250th. Yeah.
There was a 4th of July march in D.C. by masked white nationalists who were also caught on camera riding the metro with a very concerned-looking woman.
Yeah, so I have a lot of thoughts about this particular photo. Just one thing is, I mean, I can understand why she would have a concerned look, but is it racism if she's scared of being surrounded by all of these white men? Well, you wouldn't say it that way typically. Is there anything actually happening to her? No. In fact, it looks like the most well-behaved group of white nationalists you could ever imagine. Like, they're not doing anything. They're just standing there. But what if all of the roles were reversed here? What if it were a white woman looking concerned on a metro, surrounded by a bunch of, I mean, to pick an example from history, you know, Black Panthers? Would you have the same reaction to it? Would you be allowed to have the same reaction to it? I mean, I don't know. I asked the question. Because if her fear is being surrounded by all of these, you know, they might well be white nationalists based on the organization that they're a part of, sure. And she looks concerned because she doesn't like that. But is there actually any threat to her in that environment? It doesn't look like there is. So, you know, but everybody's going to react to this picture a little bit differently. It's made the national news for, you know, a couple of days now at least. So she says that photo encapsulates her experience as a black woman. And I'm just listening. That's what I want you. I want you to listen, because it's important to hear people. Even if you come back and decide that they're wrong or crazy or misleading or whatever, always listen first and see if there might be something worth gaining from what they're saying.
That Patriot Front is a white nationalist organization founded in 2017 after the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. You know what they promote? An ultra-nationalist ideology that focuses on creating a white ethno-state in the United States with the ultimate goal of reshaping American society to align with their vision of racial and cultural homogeneity. As a black woman, I'm sitting there in my country, and that's the type of fear I have to experience?
Terrible. And by the way, show your face. I'm not one to call name, but these losers need to take off their masks, their little old man khakis. Show your face if you're going to be a bigot.
Alyssa Farah Griffin, they're weighing in. And, of course, we mentioned yesterday that in Florida you actually have a law against public, you know, being in public with a mask on for, you know, fairly good reasons. But that's her experience. That's, you know, and by the way, the thing she said about this Patriot Front is that's accurate. That's who they are. And certainly if this woman, I don't know whether the woman in the photo knew that about them, but, you know, that's a fear. That's a perception. That's how they look at reality, whether justified or not, whether accurate or not. That is a perception that she has. And again, I was listen to somebody first before you judge. We'll come back to this in a second. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Still watching that slowdown on Highway 98 eastbound right near Baptist Hospital. As you're going to turn onto the 3 Mile Bridge in that area, it is still slow there, although it looks like most of the cars are moving now, which is a huge change from just 10 minutes ago. If you see an accident or a slowdown, certainly let us know. 437-1620. You can text it in. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Oh, by the way, we got such a sweet note. Somebody texted in. Candy, I want to let you know how bright of a ray of sunshine you are and how much you bring to Andrew's show. Y'all compliment each other so well.
Oh, it's so nice. I have the text lines turned off because people are being mean.
No offense to you, Andrew, because the show is just not the same at all when you're gone. Which I, you know, you bring out. I think you bring out the best in me. A different place than anybody else does. I just want to know you two are magic, and we cherish the rare occasions. So,
oh, that's sweet. Andrew and I are BFFs in real life.
Yeah, we've actually for years we share prime. before she was the producer for a year, 2 years ago. We always used to joke, well, we could, you know, we should do a show together, but we probably couldn't do it over airwaves with the FCC. But then we did.
So this was fun. But thank you so much for that text.
Very sweet. I appreciate that. Back to Sunny Hostin and The View.
With an American flag on that cap, you might as well have a hood on. You might as well have a hood on because that's what it looks like. That's what it feels like.
So she's reading or interpreting the American flags. They didn't actually have them on the hat. They had a thing like the American flag on their hat, but on their arms they had an American flag. And it certainly looks like a uniform. And it's, it's an intimidating uniform. It definitely is. I'm really doing my best to be as generous to her as I can because I know what she's saying just sounds so outrageous, and I think it is. But she's not saying the American flag, I don't think. She's saying the American flag is like having a white hood on. I think she's saying that with the white balaclavas and the rest of the outfit, that they might as well have been wearing hoods. And I think that's accurate. I think that the outfit they chose does have an intimidation effect. It's not quite the white hoods of the KKK, but it sure does look very similar. Anyway, two more before we get back to the original comment. One more before we get back to the original comment.
But by the way, in this moment, and you're going to hear me say it every time, I will call it out when it's the left and I will call it out when it's the right. Those same hateful marchers who are bigoted anti-Semites that we saw in D.C. this weekend, that is also how Jews feel when they hear people say globalize the Intifada and they are marching through the streets. We need to call it out if it's the far left or far right. Take your bigotry, go home.
I agree with that.
When you say this is the best nation,
but by the
way, when you say this is the best nation for who?
Yeah, when you say it's the best nation.
By the way, this is Michelle Buteau, who is filling in on The View. I only included this because it was part of the conversation. If you thought Sonny Hostin was wild, just hear for yourself.
Nation. The best nation for who?
Yeah, when you say it's the best nation.
When you say it's the best nation, the best nation for who? Because if we are celebrating 250 years, what are we exactly celebrating is what I want to know. And so I'm really glad that picture was taken because that picture is how we feel walking into many rooms down the street. That picture is how we feel, and nobody will believe us. So look at that picture and understand how it feels.
And you never should be made to feel like that. Yes. It's wrong.
Okay, I am going to pause here for a second. Anybody who, and again, you can have your view as crazy as it is, but what should we be proud of in America? Are you kidding me? And here's what, to me, is they're frightened by white supremacists. I am too. I think those people are crazy and ungodly and anti-Christian and, you know, have wicked beliefs. But somebody who thinks that America is like this woman on the metro, you also have a deranged picture of the world. And I'm not saying you don't feel it. I'm not saying you're not genuinely expressing your perception of whites and racism. But, God, how sad that you go through your life experiencing the world that way. Now, are there places and people who will treat you badly and who will be racist. Oh, I mean, of course, you have to admit that's true, too. But you walk through life so triggered by the presence of white people who you have come to believe all hate you and want to expel you or punish you or oppress you. That is heartbreakingly sad and deranged. Like, that's, you should talk to more people. You're not talking to enough people if that's your picture. So it's a weird thing to listen to somebody say out loud, and yet I believe it. Because, look, if you hang out with, here's the problem with self-perpetuated brainwashing. It's true of white supremacists. It's true of black racists. It's true of Marxists. It's true of, you know, Southern Baptists can be true of as well. If you get around too many people who think the way you do, and you read and listen to people who say the things that you say, and you get reinforced in the validity of your views, that can go down a spiral to a point where you sound like a lunatic. And you are, because you've embraced something that is so severed from a healthy vision of reality that it can be true of, you know, Marxists in the ivory tower and the colleges. It can be true of, you know, Shaq and his friends who believe in the flat earth. It can be true of white supremacists. It can be true of, you know, blacks who think that whites are all out to get them. It can be true of atheists or flying spaghetti monster people or Pentecostals. If you only hang out with people who see the world the way you see it and reinforce, and that's online, you get reinforced because the AI reinforces you or the algorithm reinforces you. You become an Al-Qaeda. You become a, you know, any of these things. You can become a nut in almost any direction if you propagandize yourself by selecting out things that will disagree with you. I'm a massive advocate for seeking sources that disagree with me and making sure that I'm paying attention when people say, I mean, I know for some of you, and I just know, when I'm even bothering to take Sunny Hostin seriously, and when I'm even bothering to take somebody like this other woman seriously, and even listen to what is deranged view, you need to, because they're people, they're real people in our country. And even if you come back and say the view is wrong, deranged, mistaken, or the result of longstanding reinforcement of selective viewpoint, you should still listen, because they're people you should care about. They're made in the image of God, just like you are. We should love them. You should love everybody. Work to persuade them, sure. Don't treat their view of reality as correct, but pay attention, because there really are black people in this country, obviously, who sadly walk into an HOA neighborhood where there's a bunch of flags, and something that is just an expression of love of a country, they believe that's an expression of white supremacy. That's a horrifying, sad thing that they have come to believe that.
And I said this on this show many, many years ago, because this is my 10th year on the show, and I said there are times when I walk into a community and I see American flags all over the community, and I suddenly feel unsafe, mm-hmm. because there is a section of this country that has co-opted the American flag, yeah. and they equate being an American or an American flag, yeah. with white supremacy, and that should never be
ever
the symbol of white supremacy, but they have weaponized.
Because the flag belongs to all of us.
It does belong to all of us. But those men were wearing a flag. By the way,
and that end part, I totally agree with. And by the way, whose job is it to say that white supremacy is evil? My job. My job as a white guy. My job. It's my job to say that we believe all people are made in the image of God, that all people have inalienable rights, that all people belong in this country, that we are the melting pot, that we are the place that welcomes immigrants, and that people who want to create an ethno-state around a homogeneous population of white Christian, traditionalists, that's wrong. That's un-American. That's un-Christian. It's not biblical. It's my job to say that. Because, in a certain way, I mean, of course, black people say that, you know, right? It's my job to say, and we should say that if you wear an American flag and you believe in getting rid of black people, you should take that flag off. And if you wear an American flag and you believe that only one point of view should be celebrated or shared, and that we should have, you know, coerced agreement about anything, especially including, you know, God or traditional values, you should take the flag off because you don't believe in it. You are co-opting that symbol. Other symbols get co-opted all the time. You're co-opting that symbol too. And so if this is a perception that black people have of the flag, then I want to work to restore the idea that they can look at that flag and feel great about it. The way Clarence Thomas did, the way Chappie James did, the way, you know, Ellison Bennett does, okay? Now, is that partially my obligation? True. It is also the obligation of black Americans not to reinforce mistaken, biased, prejudiced interpretations of reality that feed the narrative so that people who pay attention to them will go into a white community or into any community that has a bunch of American flags and think that it's a white supremacy. You follow? It's everybody's obligation to fight that perception because the flag does belong to us, and the ability to enjoy it and honor it and love it and revere it and not feel threatened by it as a symbol does, in fact, belong to everybody. 826 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Taking a look, it looks like it is slow, still slow, but starting to move near the Andrews Institute, part of Baptist Health Care right there. And if you see that area, it is slow. It is starting to move, like I said, on Highway 98. That's eastbound. And that's the only slowdown that I'm seeing right now. It's still very stop and go, though, in that area. If you see an accident or an incident, let us know. 437-1620. You can text it in. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Sure. If you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, HR management, payroll, all of that stuff. It's the stuff you did not go into business to do, but it is the stuff that has the byproduct is of having a thriving business. Well, okay, you want to do the best by your employees. You want to save money, help them save money, you know, satisfy the need to have all of these things taken care of. Well, Torgerson Consulting, they have been doing this for 25 years. They started in 2001. For 25 years, they've been helping businesses just like yours handle this stuff. How do I know? Because we use them here at News Radio and Cat Country. For 5 years, we have been using them, and they have been fantastic. Choices we didn't know about before, options for plans we didn't have before. They're not miracle workers. The marketplace is what it is. It's not great, but they find the best of it, and they answer all of our questions, even the detailed ones, because my wife will read the policies and ask questions and read Torgerson will get back. Hey, this is how it works. Okay. Very, very, very good folks to work with. So have them come take a look at what you're doing and see if there's a way to do it better. No obligation. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, tcbenefitsgroup.com.
If you've ever wondered what it feels like to fly inches from another jet, traveling hundreds of miles an hour, now's your chance. Hi, I'm Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. Climb into a full-scale F-18 Super Hornet cockpit and experience the sensation of flying in tight formation with the Blue Angels over Pensacola. The only experience of its kind in the world at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org and report for duty. No flight suit required, just a sense for adventure.
You know those big banks where you're just an account number? Where customer service is a chatbot and hold music is your least favorite song? Yeah, we're not that. We're Penair Credit Union. Local, member-owned, and actually built to work for you. With better rates, few if any fees, and service from people who know you by name. So why bank big when you can bank better? Visit penair.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run. Because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly, so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July.
But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels?
Did you know that the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 17th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by the Dan Stewart Law Firm and Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze. It's The History of the Blue Angels. Every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15, right here on News Radio 92.3 AM.
All right, 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, and pretty much like everything we do. You don't have to agree with me. I just want to have the conversation, a more fair conversation around what is a pretty inflammatory clip by Sonny Hostin. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline for us. David?
Well, New York City high-rise that was at risk of collapsing has apparently been stabilized now. Crews have reinforced the beams.
Thank goodness.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump at the NATO summit on the ceasefire with Iran.
I think it's over.
After Iran fired on commercial ships during the supposed pause for the Ayatollah's funeral.
These are evil, sick people, and we have to rid their cancer. Their cancer. And you know what you do? You got to cut out cancer early.
After CENTCOM's 80 airstrikes, President Trump warns he's going to hit them again harder tonight. Maine Senate Democrat candidate Graham Plattner in a power play after a credible rape allegation prompted the party to pull support. Reportedly, he wants to pick the next candidate before dropping out. And Republican five-term Senator Susan Collins surges ahead. Accused Charlie Kirk assassin Tyler Robinson facing video evidence of him at the scene as the defense tries to refute DNA evidence at his Provo, Utah probable cause hearing day three. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 81 degrees right now. We've got mostly sunny skies this morning, and we're going to get a look at our forecast from Brooke Richardson and Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, as Santa Rosa County prepares for its first data center moratorium public hearing, which will be tomorrow morning, one resident is asking why the county needs 12 months to study something that she says the evidence already answers.
The county can reduce the risk of the Burt Harris claim by updating its land development code before applications are filed, applying regulations informally rather than targeting a single property, basing restrictions on documented public health, safety, infrastructure, water supply, wastewater, electric capacity, noise, and environmental impact.
Pace resident Cindy Smith told Santa Rosa commissioners on Tuesday that the Burt Harris Act wouldn't prevent a county from regulating data centers. She said that would depend on how the regulations are structured. Commissioner Kerry Smith, who brought that moratorium proposal forward, has said he believes 12 months would be the safest legal path for the moratorium. The first public hearing, again, being held tomorrow at the regular Board of Commissioners meeting. That'll be at the Administrative Center Boardroom in Milton. Now, Escambia Fire Rescue is in the middle of one of its biggest expansions in several years. Training Captain Joel Richardson says lost funds dedicated to public safety are making that possible. The goal is 24-hour coverage at every fire station.
With the additional help of LOST funds, we've been able to rebuild two stations and add two more stations with the projected completed date of the end of next summer. We will also be increasing our staffing to help supplement the stations to be fully staffed with career response, which is a 24-hour coverage. We've had three new engines delivered actually 2 weeks ago. That's the Bellevue engine, the Beulah engine, and the Inslee engine. So they're all brand new apparatus. We also have a new tower truck at the Inslee station that was purchased through tax funds.
And Richardson says the department is also equipping the new apparatus with the latest technology. He says residents as well who want a free smoke detector installed can contact the fire department at 595-HERO if they'd like to schedule an appointment for that. Well, a 22-year-old Fort Walton Beach woman is facing child neglect charges after Okaloosa County deputies executed a narcotics search warrant and reportedly found a child living in what they called deplorable conditions. Deputies say a home had rats running throughout, rodent droppings covering floors and furniture, no clean running water, and inadequate food. Evelyn Colbert was also charged with violating probation after a firearm was found on the premises. Two other men at the home were charged with drug paraphernalia after fentanyl and meth residue were found at that scene as well. Santa Rosa County is getting a new county attorney. The board set to formally approve an employment contract this week with Jennifer Rogers. She'll take over as the new county attorney effective October 1st. That is the same day that County Attorney Tom Danheiser plans to retire. Danheiser's been with the county now for several years, and this has been a deliberate handoff process. Rogers came on first as assistant county attorney to learn the organization, and then she'll be stepping into that top role. Chairman Colton Wright told Danheiser it's been a pleasure having him on board for these years. It's 8:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Hey, good morning. As we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing many slowdowns or accidents or anything, but again, very slow and always is this time of day near the Andrews Institute. As you're heading eastbound on 98, it is backed up quite a ways. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can text it in. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a very hot day today with a 30% chance of rain, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Heading into Friday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 82. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it's already a hot one. Mostly sunny right now. We've got 83 degrees across the area. And that heat index is already at about 100 degrees as well today. Our next news in 30 minutes. And this is Your Money Now. Taking a look at our markets here at the opening bell. They are all down today as tensions in the U.S. between the U.S. and Iran are back at it again today. The Dow's down about 526 and a quarter points, 52,398.98. S&P 500 down 40, just under 41 points, actually. It's 74,62.95. NASDAQ down 95 and a half points at 25,719.651. The 10-year bond rate is up today, 4.573%. Looking at commodities, gold is down 75 bucks at 4,082.30. Silver is down 243 at 58.88. And Bitcoin down 1,740 at 61,966. Looking at those oil prices today, well, they are up quite a bit, about 5%, actually. West Texas Intermediate up 343 at 73.87 a barrel. Brent crude up 388, 78.03 a barrel. Gas prices are up today. The national average for a gallon of regular at 379. The statewide average in Florida, though, is down today, 371, which is down from 372 yesterday and 381 about a week ago. Looking at our area prices, Escambia County seeing an average gas price this morning at $3.49 a gallon, Santa Rosa County at $3.57 per gallon. President Trump threatening to cut off all trade with Spain. Speaking at the NATO summit in Ankara, Trump criticized Spain for not committing to defense spending targets, calling the nation a, quote, wasted cause. The president was also upset earlier this year that Spain refused to allow the U.S. to use joint military bases in the war against Iran. Well, the first ever nuclear-powered commercial satellite is now in orbit. The Beta Voltaic Orbital High Reliability, or BOR, satellite was launched on Tuesday morning on a SpaceX Falcon 9 from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. It uses a radioactive decay of tritium, a hydrogen isotope, to power itself. Yeah, the cost of mailing a letter is going up again. The United States Postal Service is raising the cost of a forever stamp to 82 cents starting on Sunday. That is still pending approval, though, by the Postal Regulatory Commission. It's a 4-cent increase. Other services are also seeing price jumps, including mailing postcards and international letters. And Stellantis is offering the Fiat Topolino electric vehicle in the U.S. now. Orders are starting at $14,000. The tiny vehicle looks like a car and works a little bit more like a golf cart, capable of top speeds around 19 miles per hour. It's 8:39. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Billy Anderson here with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The team at Anderson Subaru is proud to join the celebration of 250 years of American freedom. Now through July 31st, you'll get a free American flag when you buy any new Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Right now, you get 0.9% financing for 75 months or $1,500 off TSRP on 2026 Ascent models. Plus, you can get 3.9% financing for 48 months or $1,500 off TSRP on any new Forester hybrid in stock. And we have 1.9% financing for 75 months or $1,500 off TSRP on any new Outback in stock. Take home a Subaru, grab a flag, and celebrate America's historic milestone. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Move on over. Cow Appreciation Day is coming to Chick-fil-A Tuesday, July 14th from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Dress in cow-themed attire and enjoy one free entree. Their treat.
No purchase necessary. And the offer is valid at Pensacola area Chick-fil-A restaurants while supplies last. One free entree per person. Offer cannot be combined with other offers or Chick-fil-A One rewards.
So grab your cow spots, ears, or tail and celebrate Cow Appreciation Day at Chick-fil-A Tuesday, July 14th. Dress like a cow and eat more chicken.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Scammon County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensure our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
Planning your vacation? Why not take Pep Talk with Meg with you?
A vacation? Oh my God, I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we going to go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3, no matter where in the world you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's kind of a weird one today, but I don't care. It's sometimes you try a thing and it fails quickly. That's what Kevin King, my boss, always tells me. Is it just fail quickly, you know? That's fine. Oh, no, I have a different one. I totally changed direction there in the last 8 seconds. you're gonna laugh at me for this one, but I love it. The lid on the toilet. Not the seat. The lid. Default position on the toilet is lid open or lid down. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you are, if, you know, you lived with, let's just say, co-ed, you know, like in a marriage, you know, if you live men and women together.
Some marriages.
Yeah, fair enough. The seat stays down, right? You know, and sometimes men have to learn that. But I ran into a situation where, well, actually, you know, with my son, we were in Greenville for the last week, and, you know, and we at our house, we leave the lid up, and he's like, Dad, put the lid down. I'm like, why? He's like, it's my house. I'm like, okay.
Does he live with somebody?
No, just by himself. But, you know.
What a prude.
So this is my question. And I thought, who leaves the lid down? But that begs the question, why do you even have a lid in the first place? Okay, so 437-1620, Candy, lid up, lid down.
Lid down. Well, I always had it lit up because who cares, right? But
yeah.
We have cats that like to take baths in the toilet.
Cats will turn it into a pond.
Yeah, so lid down and everything.
Pool, pond, pond be good for you.
Right, yeah, I know. They're the spackler of my house. All of them.
So you're a lid down now because of defense
against
cats.
Because of Darren and our cats, yes.
Okay, all right, very good. We are a lid up. In all, I think... Every room in the house.
Danny and a bunch of boys.
Yeah. I'm thinking through the rooms, and everywhere is a lid up. And why not? Why, you know, honestly, the more I think about it, the more I think, you know, the lid just gets in the way. The lid's just a problem. And I know, like, you go to grandma's house and she probably hand crocheted a, you know, thing that's like, you know, I think my grandmother made me one of those way long time ago, and it's got like my initials on it and stuff. And
the lid cozy.
It's fuzzy, and it's like, you know, it looks like it belongs in the 1970s with the shag carpet and the plaid hide-a-bed. You know, I mean, that's how we, but I don't have that anymore. But I kind of wish I did now because it's kitschy and old. But 437-1620, we're lit up, people. Like, if you removed all the lids and all the toilets and all of our, it wouldn't, it'd be no difference. Practically, it'd be no different compared to what we have right now. But I'm curious to hear what you have to say about this. 437-1620, get to your text in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
It appears to be an accident, but it does happen this time of day, like every time, right near the Andrews Institute. It starts to slow down before you would head on to the 3 Mile Bridge eastbound on Highway 98, and that's the only thing that I'm seeing right now, and it looks much better than it did a little while ago. 437-1620, you can always call or text. Well, text if you see that accident or slow down. This is Candy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty, they're very, very good at this. You know, over 200 homes, 206 homes sold last year. It's crazy. 4 a week. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's not, sometimes it's 8 a week, sometimes it's 3 a week. But, you know, the point is, on average, 4 a week, they are selling a home every other day. That means they know the market, they know the prices, they know how to stage it, photograph it, list it, what price to ask for, how to do an open house, how to follow up. You say, doesn't every realtor know? Well, I don't know. Did they sell 200 homes last year? I don't mean to be a jerk about it, but, like, you know, the results tell you something. And the results are self-reinforcing, because what that means is that all of these people on her team have this level of experience and familiarity with getting the job done all the way through to closing that makes them even better the next time, right? You have the advantage. The more you do it, the better you get at it, the more you do it, right? That's the idea. And when you're talking about a realtor, you want somebody who does it well, does it efficiently, gets the end result done. That's what you want. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty. All right, back to the question of the day. The frivolous topic of the day is on the toilets in your home, lid up, lid down. You'll notice, by the way, just as a point of argument for my side, which is that leave the lid up, they don't matter, is when you go to a public restroom, what kind of lids do they have?
Oh, no lids.
They don't have them. Because you don't need it. It's dumb.
Because they don't have cats running around. Well,
there you go, as far as you know. All right, 437-1620. Sure. Michelle says, lid down, and then in all caps, poo particles, which is probably my favorite thing I've ever said on the radio. So because of poo, Jordan Glass is looking at me. Poo particles. And I presume what she means, I don't imagine she's leaving the bowl full of residue and then it stays around all day and makes you flush.
No, if you can smell it, it's in you.
But in the process of flushing, what have you done? You've created turbulence, and turbulence means splashing, and splashing means droplets, and droplets carry particles, and they go all over the place unless you put a lid down before you flush. But here's my question to you, if you're a lid down kind of person, do you put the lid down before you flush? Because if you put the lid down after you flush, you know, the camel's already out of the tent, right? Horse is already out of the barn. If you're preventing...
No, these are just horrifying examples to say that. But no, I always want to make sure everything goes down, yes.
Right. And if you watch it or you see it, then, I mean, too late. You haven't actually put up a barrier to defend against the flying poo particles that come out of your toilet, right? So yeah. Just, you know, 437-1620. Oh, and she texted back. She says, absolutely, I put it down before I flush it. Okay. Somebody else says toilet lid down, as also we have cats like Candy. Plus, it helps if you drop something and keeps the item from going into the bowl. Well, that's true. You can't inadvertently drop your phone, let's imagine, into into a lid down toilet, right?
Right.
Into a lid up toilet, you certainly can. 437, lid open. Very rarely is it necessary to close it, like when you're using the screwdriver directly above it. Fair enough. And I remember as a kid, having to get stuff up out of a cabinet that was up on the wall, you'd like stand on it.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's a good idea for current weight Andrew McKay to stand on the toilet, you know, lid.
Definitely not for me, and I can speak from experience.
It could buckle under my...
Boyd Plumbing had to replace our toilet and lid. Thank you, Don.
Let's see. Lid down, Forex. I'm getting a lot of vehement opinions here, like in all caps with, you know, exclamation marks, like you guys think you're President Trump. Lid down. Flushing throws so many germs in the air. Well, then why don't the public restrooms have them? No, I know. As a matter of physics, I agree with you. The reason that the ground in the public restroom or the gas station restroom is nasty is because you know what splashed there. A lot of stuff. I mean, and plus, then again, it gets clean more often than yours, too. Let's see, 437, 1620, lid up or lid down? Michael says some people lid down because they don't flush. Ooh, what? What? Because they don't flush down, letting water particles. I don't know what that. I don't know what that means. That scares me, though. Carla says we were lid down for the 17 years we had our border collie. There you go. She preferred toilet water to her water bowl, and now it just doesn't matter. Dogs will drink or lick anything. Yeah, it's they are filthy creatures, but we love them. And cats, too. Not as much love. Lids always down at our house. We got into that habit when our kids were little. Fished a few too many toys out of it. Well, and now there's, oh, and they do make, by the way, for, you know, the safety devices for kids. They make the little lid lock, you know, you presumably don't have that in your master bed, you know, toilet, but, cause kids can, I mean, actually hurt themselves, right? I mean, any amount of water is not enough to prevent them. Let's see, we get into that habit where our kids are little, and now there's a lot of little relatives over frequently. A ready-made splash pool is way too inviting. I love that description. Somebody says, well, that's exactly why I don't use public restrooms, you imbecile, or pools, because...
Because of the particles?
Lids up, particles fly, I guess.
So you don't swim in a public pool?
That's what they're saying, I guess. I love this. I'm sorry, but this is fair. I am turning you off right now because I was eating breakfast, yuck. Sorry. I know. It can happen. Oh, man. So,
who texted that in?
Oh, I don't know.
We would never have made it as a couple.
I don't have a name for this person. But it is funny because just I think for some people it's like pushing the chair in. It's just a matter of politeness and courtesy and habit. But, you know, to my way of thinking, that's more work every time. That's more work closing it, more work opening it, closing and opening, closing and opening. And, you know, I just generally think that the lid is unnecessary. It's a wasted expense. Somebody says keeping the lid open is a good way to lose your phone. Well, you know,
right.
There's defense against that, I suppose. 852 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, informative. I'm Andrew McKay.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
From the efficiency of American natural gas and the dependability of nuclear power to the strength of Florida's sunshine and the flexibility of advanced battery storage systems. At FPL, we leverage a diverse mix of energy sources to power our growing state, ensuring reliable, low-cost power whenever you need it. See how at FPL.com. FPL, working for you every single day.
Good dental health starts at the beginning of life. For infants, wipe their gums with a clean, soft cloth after feeding and make sure to schedule your child's initial dental visit before their first birthday. As your child grows, make sure they brush twice a day and floss before bed, limit sugary snacks and drinks, and schedule regular dental checkups. Focusing on healthy dental habits early helps children grow into healthy adults. Visit floridahealth.gov/dentalhealth to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Health and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I dream I move. I dream I groove. Like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
If I could be like Mike.
3:55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yeah, we've got several listeners telling us that we've been having some signal issues this morning on the FM. I know the AM is still working on 1620, so if you are having trouble, always remember, and I'm, you're not, it's paradoxically, how can I tell you over a radio that you can't get to work? But, you know, this is the obligation if you run into it. Always remember, we have three different frequencies that we're, actually four, 98.7 digital HD3. We're partnering with Cat Country on that. But AM 1620, FM 95.3, FM 92.3, always online, on the app. You know, there's lots of different ways to listen, the News Radio Pensacola app. So anyway, Candy has traffic on the fives.
I do. It looks like everything's running smoothly now. If you see that accident or slowdown this morning, certainly let us know, 437-1620. And, of course, stay tuned for Pep Talk with Meg. We'll also be taking your questions.
Very good. Yeah. Have you seen the new Nike shoe?
I'm not a shoe person.
Oh, you're not? Okay, all right, fair enough.
I'm wearing fake Crocs from Walmart.
Nike's, those are the best. Walmart makes the best fake
they have
Crocs.
Fake straps.
So Nike is getting sued over their latest shoe. It is a 7-Eleven colors themed shoe. And here, I'm going to show you a picture real quick, and you tell me if this doesn't look exactly like the 7-Eleven colors, that shoe.
It definitely does.
It is the forest green and the orange and the red of
a
7-Eleven.
Florida Gators.
And even, yeah, and even the front has like the brown kind of felty looking canvas color that the brushed sort of look that is the same color of the brown around the edge of a lot of 7-Eleven stores. The problem is that 7-Eleven didn't license this shoe at all. They did not participate in this, and it is already out on the market. So what they want Nike to do is to stop making them and destroy all of them. Of course, if they destroy them, that just means that there will be four of them that are worth $100,000 because that's what will happen on the market.
That's true.
7-Eleven and Nike did partner on a shoe back in 2020 that was never released also. I don't understand this. And it seems weird to me that 7-Eleven would be so worried about their brand that they wouldn't want Nike affiliating with them. Like, is that affecting them? But, you know, copyright infringement's a funny thing. I think the old shoe that they really never released is actually a much cooler one than the current one. But either way, cool-looking shoes. I would wear either one of those. And I'm not much of a sneakerhead, but, I do have a fair number of them. But I always buy mine cheap. You know, I never pay full. The $200 for a shoe, are you high? Like, I cannot imagine what people spend on these shoes. 437-1620. Oh, funny story. I think this was New York, if I'm not mistaken. It doesn't particularly matter where it was. It was in the New York Post is where I saw it. Baltimore. Okay, so guy calls the police from Baltimore next to a McDonald's where he says, hey, man, my truck's been stolen. And they show up.
When you pulled up here, where all did you go?
I just went down here and came back.
All right, let me just see your hands real quick. Let me see the sand. Okay.
And it's got blood on it.
All right, put your hands behind your back for me.
And what? They're arresting him after they called him because his truck got stolen.
What? Were you at that Verizon store? Because you got blood on your hands and blood on your glasses.
I wasn't at no Verizon store, sir. I promise to God.
Have a seat real quick. Hold on.
So He said, let me see your hands. He showed him the one hand, no blood. Then he showed him that his other hand was in his pocket, had blood on it, because the Verizon store had gotten broken into. There was broken glass on the window, and there was blood on the window, and the guy had blood on his belly from crawling through the window. He's on the surveillance cameras inside, and yes, while he was inside the Verizon store burglarizing it, he got his truck stolen from him on the outside.
Here's the deal. Okay. Okay.
Someone stole my truck.
I understand that. So the gig's up. It's whether you want to be honest about stuff or not. You know what I mean?
I do.
All right. They're not.
He says somebody stole my bleeping truck.
Oh my God.
That's kind of some karma right there, ain't it?
I left the keys in.
Yeah, that's some karma right there, dude.
So the cops are laughing at him because the burglar called them for having been burgled. Because he was breaking into the Verizon store and then got his truck, which he left the keys in it. That's instant karma. I'm not a big believer in karma, but, it's certainly that's what happened in that case. So.